It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, good morning and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. And guess what? It's just me today, guys. Just me and my coffee and a couch. So, when I first started this podcast, I did a trial run recording, and I called it a couch convo because I was sitting on the couch. Well, guess what? I'm actually sitting on the couch this morning, and I have a few minutes before I have to start getting ready for the day. So I thought I'd come on here and give you some encouraging words. Hopefully they're encouraging. Hopefully they inspire you. Hopefully it brings you some joy, or whatever situation you're going through, that this just empowers you to know that God's in control and everything's going to be okay when we let him, which is not always the easiest thing to do, right? It's not always easy to have the ability to just say, okay, God, I know you want what's best for me. Especially when you're an overachiever. I'm talking to the overachievers, people who can do it all, who can make everything pretty much happen by just working really, really hard. Those are the hardest people to, because I'm one of them, to just sit back and go, okay, wait, this isn't, this, I shouldn't have to do this much. That's not what I was going to come on here and talk about. I don't know why I'm saying these things. Maybe someone needs to hear this. Do what you need to do. Do your part, and then rely on God to take care of the stuff you can't. And it's a lot easier, it's a lot less stress, and it's not lazy. Please hear me on that, because I used to think it was lazy to not be busy all the time. And being busy all the time really is not very productive. It keeps you, you think you're doing all these things, but really you're not able to work in and be more effective in whatever it is that you're doing. So whoever needs to hear that, I don't know why I came out saying that, because that's not why I came on here. I actually came on here because I was in God's word this morning, and I thought, oh, I need to share that with my peeps. And it's about giving. I like talking about giving, because it's the reason why we have the things we have in our life. And when I say that, I mean like the favor of God and the ability to pay our bills and the ability to live a fruitful life. So giving is a big part of that. It's not about getting rich. But when you give, it says in God's word, and this really stood out to me today, that a giver is put in the presence of the great. So if you have a giving heart, you will have the right alignments come into your life that you need in order to get to where you're going. So trust that, because that's what God's word says. And even people who don't believe in God's word that give it, their businesses grow. So it's a godly principle, whether they like it or not, but it applies in, and it works in all areas. Anyways. Okay, the main, what, oh, oh man, I'm so sorry, I think it's still recording. Okay, I didn't take the notifications off on my phone, so God bless. I think it's still recording. Hopefully it is. Okay, here we go. In Philippians 4:19, it says, God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory, which I love that scripture, because I'd rather have God's ideal of meeting my needs than this world's ideal of meeting my needs. A while back, I did a podcast on being thankful for bills, because if you have an electric bill, that means you have electricity. If you have a house bill, it means you have a home, you know, over your head, and you have a roof over your head. So that message really is something that I apply in my life. When I write, every time I write out a bill, instead of being grudgingly going, oh, I got to pay the mortgage, or oh, I got to pay the water bill, or oh, I got to, you know, I say, thank you, God, for the ability to have the finances to pay for this bill. I really literally do that. And because it wasn't always like that for us. We struggled a lot in the very beginning with my husband and I when we were first married because of this just career changes that we had to make, knowing that it would provide a better future for us, but we had to cut back a lot. And we were really young when we did it, and we had a little baby when we did it. So when I have the a big water bill come in and I have the finances to be able to pay it, I'm thankful for that, you know? So anyways, I'm backtracking a little bit. The reason why I said that is because what we forget is the few scriptures before Philippians 4:19, where it says that God will provide all of our for us and according to His riches, is about giving. That's what makes that scripture so powerful, and it applies to our lives. The verses leading up to it, because it said that, because the verses that lead up to it, Paul wrote. He was thanking the church because they had given to him in abundance. They had given him to him an ample supply, is what it says. And so he said, and that was, those were scriptures leading up to that one scripture saying, thank you. And God, and I pray that God will meet all your needs according to His riches and glory. So he was saying that, which is God, you know, God's word is God inspired. He was basically saying, because you gave to me in abundance, and I did not want for anything, God's going to abundantly, you know, give you more. And it's a simple concept, but yet we forget that. And recently in church, we were able to, and this is not bragging. This is not bragging. Let me be very clear. I don't tell people what we give. We do give in abundance, and we're big givers to our church because our church gives to so many people, and we're one of the first churches to every if you have a city that's devastated in our country, we're usually the first responders there with trucks loaded down with food, water, shelter. We have a team of people that are just devoted to that. So that's not the reason why we give to our church, but it's awesome to see our money doing those things. I would give to, you can't base your giving on what the money's going to do. Let me be clear on that. I'm just excited that at least our money's doing great things for people and helping people in real need. So we were in church last week, and it was missions weekend. And we were able to, we had the opportunity to be able to give to an orphanage. And I was so excited to be able to give on top of what we always give, you know, just our weekly giving to, in abundance, more than I've ever given to one thing at one time. It's a little bit of a stretch for us, to be honest with you, right now with everything that's going on with our finances and some of the things that we've had, some of the big bills we've had, but God has provided for those bills and for those things that are going on that just happen, you know, day-to-day life stuff like water heaters going out and stuff. He has provided for those things. And so I was able to give to something that I was really felt like needed I feel like our family needed to do. And it was provide shelter for orphans. And how exciting is that? Our money's going to go to a very poverty-stricken area and provide shelter, food, warmth. They're not going to have to be, you know, suffering. There's not going to be suffering for these children. And so my daughter is in the medical field. She's in nursing school. And so she signed up to go on a mission trip there next year in May, because school will be out by then. And she's super excited. Do we have the finances to provide for that now? No. She's a college student. She works 2 days a week, you know, and then she's working her rear end off studying most of the time for hours a day with books bigger than that, way more than her. but I know that God's going to provide for that trip because her heart is, and she's learning about the medical field, and she's going to get to go there and work with a medical team. for these kids that are in need. So I know that she's going to be able, that the finances are going to come. I mean, come on, you know, Lord's going to provide a way to get her there. And so I just wanted to share that with you, just to don't lose heart in giving. Always give in abundance, and don't give to get, but just know that when you do, prosperity and favor falls on your life, because we work really hard for the money we have, and we all have needs, and we all have bills. And when you set aside and say, you know what, these are the needs and bills that we have, but we also know that we have those bills because we have stuff, and there are people that have nothing. So you know, set aside that 10%, like the Bible tells us to, and if you have more, do more. I believe that we're blessed to be a blessing, and the more increase that we have in our home, the more we give. So when you're faithful with little, if you're one of those people right now that you're like, gosh, man, I'm really strapped and I don't have a lot, do what you can, because when you're faithful with little, you will be faithful with much. I believe that 100%. It's a concept that I even heard Ed Milet say the other day that if you're not saving money when you're poor, you're not going to save money when you're rich. And I thought that was interesting that he said that, because it's true. Because as your income grows, you usually get more stuff instead of living the same means and then putting away that extra that increase that you just got. Not everyone does that, but most people do. That's the American way, you know. doesn't mean it's the right way, but so it's the same thing with giving. I feel like if you can't give when you trust me, there was a time when we didn't have two pennies to rub together. We would give $20 a week to the church because that's all we had. And that was a lot for us, because my husband was making like, I think he was making like $200 a week. It was so bad because of the career change that he had made to get to the next level. It was probation. Probation does not pay. I think he was making like $16,000 a year. It was poverty level. It was so bad. I just can't believe we used to live like that. But it was necessary, and we downsized and we sold everything we had, and we were happy and God provided. I worked one day a week at my mom's health food store, and so that money provided for, you know, extras. And then we were blessed with food from my mom's store, because she owned a health food store, and so she would order food, and we were able to have food that way. And so people could look at that and go, well, it's because your mom had that store. Well, I'm like, no, let's be clear. God provided that in a time where we really needed it, right? To end this couch convo, don't lose heart. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for when those bills come in, because that means you have stuff and you have a home and you have things. And give willingly, not begrudgingly, and see the favor of God fall on your life, because there's nothing like that. And know that you're going to live prosperous. Prosperous doesn't mean rich, y'all. Prosperous means that your needs are provided for in abundance, which I think is awesome. So hopefully this encourages you and blesses you a little bit. Sorry for the little interruption in the middle. I usually take my phone, and because I record this on my phone, I usually take it off of notifications or whatever. And so that little, blurb in the middle, messed it up, but you know, the message still got out there. I hope that you have an awesome, awesome day. I'm going to be on a podcast, interview in about an hour and a half on fitness fundamentals. And so maybe I'll put that in my stories today on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, I'll put that on there. I believe in the message that Dom Jackson is trying to get out. He's just starting. I think I'm going to be like his fifth episode of his podcast. He's trying to take the fear out of fitness. And I love that message, because you shouldn't fear fitness. Fitness should be fun. And even fundamentals has fun, the word fun in it. So, I'm going to get on there and encourage him. And, I don't even know what the interview is going to turn out to be like. I don't even know the questions that he has for me. So it'll be, I'm sure it'll be fun. We'll make it lighthearted and fun, and I'll share that with you. I'll probably put it in the show notes too, that I'll be on there so that y'all can go check his podcast out. He did one yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, on warming up techniques. So that's something that you're interested in, getting some information about. There's so many different ways to warm up, and I use all the ones pretty much that they talked about on there. Dynamic warm-ups to, cardio warm-ups to, like, there's so many different ways to warm up the body, depending on the exercises that you're going to be doing that day. Sometimes my warm-ups are my workout. You just never know. As long as you're keeping your body moving. Y'all have a fantastic day. Thank you for hearing my heart. If you want to reach out to me, please do, lifebyjmar@gmail.com. If you want to, support my daughter, which I didn't think I was going to say this, in her efforts and being and going on that missions trip, shoot me an email, because she's going to be actually putting together a GoFundMe account for it. And she's also putting away her hard-earned money to go, because her heart is really in this, and I know that God's called her to do that, and it's going to bless those children, and it's going to bless her. And so if you are, if you want to do that, awesome. Shoot me an email or DM me on Instagram if you want to be a part of that. It's not till May of next year. It's around $3,000 for her to go, so it's not a lot of money. But every little bit helps. If you want to donate to that, if that's something that you want to be a part of, I would love that. Anyways, I'll probably, yeah, well, I won't say that. Okay, so have a blessed day, and bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.